Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hola, mis amores. I totally stole that. But hello, everyone. Welcome to Fightful. It is August the 10th. It is your Collision Post show with Crest of Star, Iridian. Two-woman power trip is here. How are you, Iridian? How was your evening? And how did you feel about Collision?
I'm doing so good. So glad that we're back. I know we missed last week's show, but it's okay, guys. The Collision Queens are here. Shout out to Kate for giving us that name. 10 out of 10, honestly. I'm super, super excited. It honestly feels like Collision flew by tonight. I looked at my phone and next thing you know, we were already an hour and a half in. And I was like, oh my God, my notes. So I was just enjoying the show. It was really, really good. And I'm excited to talk about it. What did you think overall of tonight's show?
I had a great time. I was telling you off air and you guys and them in the DMs that I had a little Russell cry because like everyone has their sports entertainment and their sports moment. This was my sports feeling, my sports epiphany. I had such a good time watching Collision tonight. One complaint, I just wish the Thunder Rosa Deonna Purrazzo match was last. I understand it. We're going to get all into it, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to get in on it with us, don't forget to give us a thumbs up or send us those humper chats or super chats. Super chats are somewhere out in that YouTube land where you can get in on the conversation. We'll put your comment right here live on the air and it keeps us in business. We also have humper chats, which we won't put live on air because it doesn't work like that. But you head over to humperchats.com. You put your money amount in, your comment, we'll read it on air and it keeps the lights on. We get to keep a little bit more. Also, if you're like, yeah, I'm in the giving mood and you feel like Santa, it's Christmas in August. We've got Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. We've got contract updates, Ask Sean Rossat, Grapsity. You tell us, we answer it. Fightful Select, Fightful.com. I'm ready to start. You ready to start?
Let's go.
I am actually going to start off with our two super chats off rip from Just Ricardo saying, hello, Colliders at work. See you all afterwards. We hopefully this will be a good listen for you after the match, after your work. It's technically work in a match.
It's technically the same. Yeah.
Same thing. We also have another. Oh, did I skip one? No, I didn't. We also have another super chat from Matthew Hooks. $2. Thank you so much. It says stories plus great matches. Dynamite looks great too. Thank you so much. Let's get into it. First of all, new opener. Was this there last week? Did I miss something? Because they didn't play Saturday. Saturday had some whole new. I was out here doing the.
I don't know. We might have missed something. I wasn't mad at it, but I did miss our little Saturday because I jam out to that. And, you know, it fits the mood. Not to say that this one didn't. Just caught me off guard. Caught me off guard.
I wasn't ready for that. At first, I was like, okay, whatever. They're not doing the bumpers like they used to. But no, Saturday, Elton John is pissed. I'm kidding. Our first match of the night is a tag team match with Darby Allin and Hologram versus the premier athletes of Tony Nese and Josh Woods. They had Ari Daivari and Smart Mark Sterling in their corner. Now, this was a good match. It was a solid match. I got to tell you, Hologram is not a real person. Some of the things he did, at some point I had to stop writing because I was getting carpal tunnel. This man is so good. This one spot in particular I have to shout out where he was about to run into Tony Nese and he caught this man midair and did like some cat butter not touching the ground stuff. And then this man was on top of him. My brain broke in that moment. Watching Hologram is a treat. Aridian, what did you think of this match?
I was honestly so scared because I knew Darby, like we know how Darby is, right? So with the addition of Hologram, I just knew there was going to be some crazy, crazy flips and that there were, right? More flips in this match than there were at IHOP. So I was just really, really
You ate that.
Glad. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I honestly need to see more of them. I think that Darby and Hologram really worked well together in this match. And I feel like that also says a lot about Darby because not only was he great with Sting, but now to see that he's just a great tag partner in general and a great singles competitor, that just makes him shine even more. So I really, really loved this match. I'm hoping that we get to see more of them together because it was literally magic. I was so, so entertained. I don't think this match should have been the first one. I think had it towards the middle, and I think we could have had Christian and you know, that match be the first match that started off, but I do get it, you know, continuity, totally understand, but I would have switched around the order of these. But I thought this match was fantastic.
I agree with that as well. I think the matches themselves are fantastic. I'm going to tell you guys the finish because we all watched it together. You're hanging out with your cousins, we're talking about wrestling here, we watch the show. At the end, there was a coffin drop that thwarted the cheating from the premier athlete who also jumped Darby Allin outside after he got flung out there. And Hologram gets the pin on Josh Woods. There was a bunch of slaps, chops. This was a really good match, and I encourage you guys to go out of your way to watch it. My one complaint here, and this is nothing against the match itself. I just think, like Aridian, the order or the things could have been placed differently.
Switched, yeah.
We're curious that this got no picture in picture, and we got a picture in picture in that bull match. That piss.
I was so mad. I was like, come on. Like, we got to pick and choose when we're going to be doing things because we could get some picture in pictures and some like less better matches, you know?
I mean, and every match was good, but the way they had set it up, I thought we was getting the first hour, like commercial free. I was excited. I was set, like, yeah, we about to eat good tonight. And I just, listen, it's not the end of the world. And I'm just bitching to bitch, if you will. After that, we do get a video package for the bull rope match that was followed up immediately after this. If that was Dustin Rhodes narrating, which I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Ugh. Get that man to talk on everything. It was buttery. It was smooth. It had the grit that I believed that whatever wrestling match was about to come on, people were going to get altered.
Yeah, it sounded very movie trailer-esque. Like, I was like, oh my God, we're about to watch something crazy. I did not know that's exactly where we were going. Like, that was going to be the next match. So it caught me off guard a little bit when Thunder Rosa's music started playing. And I was like, whoa, okay, we're getting into it. But man, Dustin's voice is so smooth. Just like you said, that man needs to be narrating audiobooks. He needs to be just narrating in general because I was sold.
I was too. And like I said, the way that... Every match, like a blood and guts or anything that's about to be really nasty, I believed it because he made it serious, but also like have compassion. These are humans, but yikes.
Yikes. But be scared.
be afraid. Be very afraid. We have a super chat again from Just Ricardo. Thank you so much. Saying you two are lovely. Hope it was fun tonight. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to get into my match of the night. I cried before this match. I'm not going to cry now because I'm a thug. And if I do, you didn't see anything. And this is AI. But this match for me, like growing up watching women's wrestling, the girls were not allowed to do this kind of stuff. A bull strap match? Are you kidding me? And these weren't like pretty girls, just like these girls came out in all white, so you knew people were bleeding. I was already upset. Y'all know how I feel about blood. This match was art. It was spectacular. This is my match of the year. Argue with your mama about it. We start off hot with a nasty backstabber on Deonna. And I also stopped writing notes for the first two matches because at some point I just wanted to be like, what a time to be a wrestling fan, because holy hell. We have a nasty backstabber on Deonna to begin with. And then we see Deonna set up Thunder Rosa in the Tree of Woe. They said they got her in her sights, but that looks a lot like the kill switch, not the kill switch. I'm sorry. The KIA. I have a lot of things in my brain right now. The KIA, which is Steve Macklin's move. So shout outs to you, man. I love it. I live. Deonna drew first blood on Thunder Rosa. She was giving Thunder Rosa that work in the beginning of the match. And this is the Deonna Purrazzo I love to see. I see this on Impact. I see her there. This match was spectacular. So many shots of Thunder Rosa's face, just like, girl, I don't know where I am, but put him up. Oh, Thunder Rosa is so tough. Bro, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to be professional, but this match had me in awe. And y'all know I don't like blood, but it told a story. It was so, so good. The pickup power bomb into the gotch style pile driver, all from Deonna onto Thunder. It was disgusting, but it was so good. Bro. Even when the crowd was chanting, use the table, these girls are like, don't worry about it. I may be dripping in blood. Just give me 10 seconds. This match was phenomenal. 10 out of 10. Thunder Rosa does pick up the win, but nobody lost in this match at all. And this was the first match of this kind for both of these ladies. Iridian, I've talked too much. What did you think about this match?
You know what's crazy? I feel your feelings in my heart right now. I feel that sentiment of like, you know, when we were growing up watching women's wrestling, they were doing nothing like this. And that's because they weren't allowed, you know. Mm-hmm. The women were fighting for a long time to be able to do these things. And now we are at a place where look at the matches that they're able to have. Look at the match that they had tonight. It was incredible. You literally blinked and someone was bleeding. Like the first shot that Deonna got of that cowbell to Thunder Rosa by the steps on the outside. Like, and next thing you know, Rosa's bleeding. Genuinely insane. And it wasn't just any little cut, you know, she was bloodied face. The entire face was gone. And then there's Deonna had some great chair shots to Thunder, but like the fact it's just insane. These women had such a beautiful match and they're both such great wrestlers. And that's something to say about like, this should have been the main event. These women killed it and they had the audience 1,000% invested. I think it should have been the main event. I loved it and I'm probably going to watch it back after this.
No, absolutely. It's something that I want to watch again and not take notes and just be disgusted because of the blood, be in awe. I'd be a liar if I told y'all I wasn't like this watching this, okay? Y'all know how I feel, but I couldn't look away. This was a masterpiece. Yeah. And obviously, LaRon Ford, I hope I said your name right, agrees that Thunder Rosa and Deonna should have closed the show. I agree that this absolutely should have closed the show because just the visuals of Thunder Rosa holding up the title with her face, not the title, so just like I won with her face. This was a great match. This is so good. I have nothing but praise for this match. I have nothing but praise for this match.
No, and this does so much for the storyline because Deonna has been the previous winner of a lot of these matches. So just to see where this is going to go, this is only going to elevate Thunder. And hopefully this takes her back into the championship picture because that's what she deserves. Like, we're moving on up.
And I wouldn't lie to you. I love this beef between Deonna and Thunder Rosa. Like, these girls are incredibly talented. I want them both to never lose, but I also want them to fight each other forever. Like, that's a great rivalry right there.
Yeah, I honestly probably think that they are going to be fighting each other for the rest of their careers.
Not mad at it. Not mad at it. Meet Norman says, hello, Lady Colliders. Rosa and Deanna in Texas should have main evented. This was a humper. Promo code FIFO. I cannot stand. Thank you. Thank you so much for your humper chats and your super chats. This match was my match of the night. My literal last note, I don't want to get a cease and desist or whatever. I'm going to cut out the F word, but it's a literally other side, baby. Other side, baby.
I am dead. And yeah, shout outs to our viewers right now, because you guys are very participative tonight. Is that a word?
Thank you guys. You guys have had the finger guns up for the Girl Collision Queens. We do get an Outrunners video package, which honestly, I was ready for them to play Knight Rider after this, because this was so 80s that it hurt.
Please, I thought I was in Blockbuster for a minute.
Stop.
What is going on? What are they showing on my screen? Are there VHSs around?
Tron.
It was so good, though. I liked it.
I do like the Outrunners as a team. I think wrestling has a good, like, it goes into the next match. There's a good mix of FTR guys and Outrunner guys. Because if it was all FTR guys, I mean, and if it was all Outrunner guys, it'd be Impact. Next match. I love Impact. TNA, I love you. I love you, TNA. Let me have my joke. So our next match is the tag match between FTR, Dax Harwood, and Cash Wheeler versus the Outrunners, Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd. What fantastic names.
Okay, you literally took the words right out of my mouth, because I wrote 80s match. I didn't even write names, okay? I said 80s match because you looked at it and you couldn't even tell FTR weren't from this decade, okay? You thought everybody was from the 80s. That's what it looked like. No shade to anybody. It just looked like an old school match. They look like old school guys. And FTR looked like they were having fun out there, you know, kind of vibing off of the energy of the Outrunners. And I was like, what is this? What's going on?
FTR having fun? Yeah. Dax, the meanest man in wrestling, having a good time? Lies.
I was like, I don't know these men. This is AI.
And it doesn't help that FTR's music is that dum 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 dum.
Yep.
This was an 80s match. They did it a throwback. What I screamed at was not this whole match was not serious. I understand why it wasn't. Nigel quoting the lyrics to I Need a Hero. Yo, Nigel McGuinness must be stopped. But then that's followed up by Dax yelling at Turbo Floyd, if you're gonna pose, there's the hard cam. To be followed up by Cash going, yeah, bro, this unserious. If unserious was a match,
this would be it. And you know what? This was it. The unserious match of the night. But I didn't hate it. I thought, you know, for as crazy matches as FTR wrestled, nice to see every now and then that they have fun. Not to say that they don't have fun in all their other matches.
True.
But tonight, right after, you know, following up the women who just had a hardcore match, this was a really good palate cleanser, I would say, before we started, you know, continuing the rest of the show.
And it was a very physical match. We do get the finish with a very delayed shatter machine onto Turbo Floyd after he took five gut wrench piles. Say that five times fast. I'll never make fun of anyone ever again if anything's wrong. I will never make fun of anyone ever again. He did five gut wrench power bombs into two standing switch pile drivers to a shatter machine on Turbo Floyd. Whew, I'm gonna go take Duolingo for English after this.
Please, that was awful, TBH.
It was a great match. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I really enjoyed it. I didn't think that I would, but this was kind of, I guess, an underrated match of the night. But man, taking it back to Blockbuster, taking it to the VHSs, insane.
Christian Ramos, thank you for the gut ranch power salad. Cook me. That's what I'm calling it, gut ranch power. Now we have a backstage interview with Lexi Nair and Kip Sabian. My first note is mustache.
Are you a fan? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
as a mustache aficionado myself, the handlebars are a little off-putting. I just think go for the whole thing or just shave the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like go full handlebar.
Well, he used to wear a box on his head. Remember that? So I think we, you know, seeing a face in general, I think we're moving up
in the right direction.
Yeah.
Lexi Nair asks him why you keep calling out Nick Wayne, and he dead does dodge the question. He said it's not about Nick Wayne anymore; it's about me, my family. And Nick Wayne comes out and says, "Bro, you keep calling me out." Now, this was a cold line from Nick Wayne, and you've been hanging out with Christian too much. He's a bad influence. He said, I am the youngest crown champ in AEW, and after 5 years, you're still a nobody. I would have hit that young man right in his face. That was cold.
Honestly,
ice.
The disrespect was insane because Penelope and Kip were one of the originals of AEW. Like, they were the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw kind of Kip being involved every now and then, but like they never really did anything with him. So now that you're bringing it up that you've been here for 5 years, you didn't do anything. That's not his fault. That's not his fault, Nick Wayne.
Okay? I'm not booking this.
Yeah. What? We don't run the show, sir. He would have been in the ring if it was on me. But disrespectful.
Very, very. I'm not gonna let no 18-year-old talk to me that.
Yeah, yeah. And then to bring up his dad, I lost it. I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, I did not know. Why does this keep happening to people? Insane in the membrane.
It's like if you have like dad issues, or if you're unfortunate, your father has passed away, don't even look in Christian Cage's direction, bro. Because they always got that heat, and your dad ain't even here to defend himself, bro. Like,
Don't breathe their way. Don't even think about them. Just keep on moving.
And even then, you're not even safe. Because Christian Cage might pull up on you like, how's your dad? Like, yo, get away from me. Get away. I saw him yesterday. Get away from me.
Get away from me, creeper.
We have an MJF and Kyle Fletcher video recap where you do see Will Ospreay tell Kyle Fletcher, no one deserves to get hit with the Tiger Driver 91. To which Kyle Fletcher says, if anyone deserves to get hit with a Tiger Driver 91, it's MJF. I was like, damn.
That's good. That was so good.
Damn. Imagine another wrestler playing on your downfall.
That's crazy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then MJF retorts also later in that video package, I'm going to hit all of your loved ones with the Tiger Driver 91, and it's giving, yo, Will Ospreay, what you won't do, I'm going to do. And it's not nice, but this MJF being a jerk.
You know, when I knew it was like game over, as soon as he brought out that new title with the American flag, I was like, sus, immediately sus.
Disgusting.
I'm not for it. I was like, rude.
Not me watching that promo in Discord, and one of my friends was like, you do know altering the American flag is treason. I was like, that's crazy. But honestly, this MJF, this whole character, it makes sense. You guys want to do a, nah, this is my title now. And much like I did with the Triple B, I'm going to do it with this. And whether you think it's insufferable or not, take it off me. Because what you won't do, I'm going to do. And
this MJF is crazy because this version that he's playing right now, that's the version that I was introduced to at like an MLW years ago when I first heard of MJF. He came out, he was very, very like this, very patriotic, very like, it was a room full of Mexicans and he was saying stuff.
Oh, no, not he was saying stuff.
He was saying stuff. I'm not going to say what he said, but it's giving what it's giving now. And I'm just like, man, he played that so well. And I'm just like, I'm scared because he's going to do this. He's going to get on your nerves and he's doing a good job now. But this feud that he's going to have with Ospreay and with the inclusion of Kyle, that's just a whole different thing. So I'm very interested to see where this is going to go and what role he's going to be playing with this new championship.
I will say this. This was the MJF that I wanted when he was doing that. You're not on the level of the devil. I wanted you to be a mech piece of crap. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I wanted. I'm very happy that this is where we're going with MJF. Because unfortunately, MJF has the same curse Charlotte Flair has. You are such a good heel. I do not believe it when you're nice. If you are nice, this is a lie. I believe Randy Orton is nice before you are.
Oh, that's crazy. Not Randy.
I mean, Randy burned down a house. Not Randy. I'm being serious. Like, you are such a good heel that when you do face stuff, I'm like,
It's a little sus. And it's kind of like, you know, some people are better heels than they are faces. One example that I would give is Mercedes.
You know,
I love when she's a bad girl. Like, it just, it makes sense. It clicks. Same thing with Britt Baker. Like, some characters are just meant to be mean. And like, that's what it is. It's just, it's not like saying anything bad about them, but it just works.
I low-key feel that way about Jay White and Will Ospreay too. Because when you guys are jerks, oh, you're good jerks. It's the best. You guys be saying some mean stuff. I live. This, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into our next hard-hitting match, we're going to get into something else that's a little hard. Or maybe not.
Is your sex life stuck in developmental? Well, get ready for a call-up. With BlueChew.com and the code FIFEL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but how about this? No awkward in-person visits, no trips to the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. But let me tell you, your package is not going to be discreet when you use Blue Chew, and the code FIGHTFUL helps give you that confidence, that performance to take you straight to the main event, if you know what I'm saying. When approved online by one of our physicians, you just arrive straight to your door. You're not going to have people nosing around with what you're doing. And right now, you get your first shipment free when you use the code FIGHTFUL. Go straight to the top. You know what I mean. Memorable performance, high spot, you know, whatever other innuendos you can think of. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Guys. Nothing wrong with a little chew that happens to be blue. It can help you.
Period.
All right. Our next match is Roosh versus Preston Vance. And this was prefaced that Roosh was sent in here by Don Callis himself to not just beat Preston Vance, to harm this man, to maim this man, to hurt this man. And that's exactly what Roosh did, because Jesus Christ, Roosh let that man have it. You would swear that him and Preston Vance were never friends. He's like, I don't know that man. In fact, that man owes me money. And he said, my mom does not look nice today. My mom looks nice every day. The audacity. Don Callis didn't come out, which is crazy, because he's normally on commentary. He didn't want none of this. The headbutts on Preston Vance were disgusting until he was bleeding. The exploding kick into the pin, and that was it. Roosh beats up Vance post-match. Do you have anything to add?
No, I just don't think that there's it's a coincidence that Rush and Hurt have the same amount of letters, because it seems like that's what he was meant to do tonight. Okay. He was in there with a goal, with a purpose, and he's so scary. I love him, but he's scary. He's a scary man.
We have, I'm sorry, I thought I muted when I did that whole mouth clear. I sound like a man, Maury. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to be professional and I'm failing at every turn. I'm so sorry this evening. We have a Meet Norris with a super chat that says Rush Princeton equals restaurant quality meat slapping. I agree. I love a good meat match. And also, shout outs to you, Tony. My impact with you trademarking Meat Madness. The doors I've opened.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Ladies and gentlemen, after that, we did get the Jack Perry promo in full. Apparently on Wednesday, or I think it was Friday, one of these 2 days, they played this promo. And in the middle of it, Taco Bell said, I'm doing a run-in with a chair. So, and then they cut right back to it. But the moment was gone. So we got it in its entirety. Edge is looking like he's next. And Jack Perry said, or it looks like he's willing to use an axe to either cut himself or Edge in half. So what did you think?
I was intrigued. I don't know what he meant by anything that he said. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But that axe is definitely something.
You know what? I thought the gnarliest thing growing up was Triple H being the cerebral assassin with that sledgehammer. Jack Perry said nothing. That is nothing. It's child's play.
He said, you don't even know.
You think you know me. It was right there. It was on the floor. The joke was on the floor. My apologies. Alrighty. Moving right along, we do have the AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland with Prince Nana doing an open challenge eliminator title match. That's a lot. And it was answered by Tomohiro Ishii. Now, I get it. He was talking a lot of stuff before this match. He was like, bro, I need a warm-up. Ishii is not a warm-up.
That's crazy. Crazy for Swerve to even say, because I knew that this match was going to be rough in the worst way. And it absolutely was. But Swerve was definitely holding his own. But I'm just like, man, that's you're no match for Ishii. Like, you're going to hurt tomorrow. Like,
that's literally, there are some wrestlers, whether you win or lose, you still lose. Like, yeah. He's one of them. This match was really good. I do think that Swerve was not expecting this guy, and Swerve getting this guy before Wembley, and they kept putting that over on commentary that you're doing this 15 days out from Wembley, and you still got Yuta, and you still gonna do something on Rampage. Like, I understand being a fighting champion, but are you, to quote Nigel, are you trying to lose a crying Brian? What are you doing? Nice. Yo, Nigel was on one tonight. Nigel was on one. Iridian, what did you think of this match overall? Because Swerve does pick up the win here. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this match overall?
I guess since we're working towards that pay-per-view, that it is a good warm-up match. I think after this one, he should have called it. And he should have been like, you know what? I'm just going to put myself on hold until the pay-per-view. Because we know he's going to be at Wembley, but literally 2 weeks later is All Out. So who knows if he's going to have something then, what the plans are. Literally, he could be fighting again. So I am just worried that he's going to wear himself out. I'm not booking the show. It's not on me. But if you want to fight, fight. That's fine. Great. Good for you.
I'm not booking the show. Not on me. Just want to run it back here really quickly. We did get a super chat that didn't come through. Dante, thank you so much for your patience. He was saying, I was glad they gave Thunder Rosa her original theme back on the super chat. I don't know why my English tonight is just...
No, we're on the same page. I honestly think it was probably also the pacing of the show that it went by super, super quick. We really enjoyed ourselves. We were trying to keep up with the notes. Language is hard when it's in the middle of the night on a Saturday.
Honestly.
Yeah. But no, you know what? Let's talk about her theme song really quick. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, thank God, finally. Not to say that I hated the Thunder Rosa, but I was like, this is it. This was giving the vibe that I needed it to give before the fight. It was great.
It definitely gave, especially before that fight, like, I don't know. In that moment, I kind of wish Deonna had some music. I'll kill you. Like, you know, so like, ah!
You know, like Mark Henry's theme. No.
Wait, whose theme was I'm coming? That's MVP. That's she needed right now. One should
have been, yeah, one should have been MVP. The other one should have been Mark Henry's. Somebody gonna get there. You know. No, yeah. Beat him up. Break his leg.
At first, I thought you were about to say somebody would call my mom. I'm like, no. I love doing these shows with you, Meridian. This is literally like watching wrestling with my cousins.
It's literally, I love watching and then getting to talk with you about it and also having everybody in the chat.
You guys are our cousins too.
We're all collision queens, okay?
Collision cousins.
Collision.
We're the collision queens, y'all the collision cousins.
And we're all the cowboys and the cowgirls, period. Pow, pow, pow.
All right. After that, we got, speaking of mouthfuls, Claudio Castagnoli said a bunch of words.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it all...
Okay.
Claudio Castagnoli said a lot of words. Ultimately, it ended up with the Continental Champion being defended in Cardiff after All Out or Wembley, and Okada has to answer. I thought he was going to end it with bitch, so...
Yeah, you know what? Claudio scares me. And I love him at the same time. So that just comes with the territory of being the a mega fan of the Blackpool Combat Club. But yeah, I'm here for it.
Honestly, he looked nice too. He was looking sharp in that suit, looking dapper Dan.
He did. We love a man who stands on business.
We love that. Love that. Honestly, truly. All right. This was my promo of the night for separate reasons, but all of them valid. Mm-hmm. No, that's a lie. There's two of my promos on that. This is the first one. Yeah. We got an in-ring interview with Lexi Nair, and she interviewed Stokely Hathaway and Chris Statlander. I was like, why are we doing this in ring? And then I wrote down this 920. This is shenanigans. Mm-hmm. However, I was mad at first, but they changed that. So... Lexi Nair starts off with the, let's go back to last Wednesday with Willow Nightingale trying to figure out what to do with you guys. Willow says, you guys just keep cheating. You keep doing all this stuff. And then Ishii pulls up and she's like, huh? You too have a problem with a bald guy named Stokely? Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a minute.
Yeah.
Now, Lexi gets ready to announce a mixed tag match. And Stokely says, you know, I'm not even going to let you finish. We're both from New York. I go to a guy and get a guy from the Bronx, man. Get out of here. I'm like, the Bronx? Mike Santana? Yes, but he's on a contract. So what are you talking about? And Lexi was like, pump the brakes. Let me finish. It'll be Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway. I pop.
Honestly, Lexi ate with that. She really did. The way that she delivered that line, I popped.
I live. I popped. I died again. Because the look on Stokely's face when he was like, we're not even going to, as Chris said, pass this offer up.
It was so, so good. And the fact that they just kept on going, he was like, how are you going to let a short, bald man do your fighting for you? Like, sir, have you looked in the mirror? It was crazy. Crazy. And the fact that he was like, oh, Lexi, you're funny. You got jokes. It's not going to be me. I said, sir. You better be ready. You better put some trunks on and get in the ring because apparently you're going to be fighting. It's going to be so good. I'm so ready for it. And I just know Willow is going to pounce him. Like, she's going to throw him out of the ring and into the audience. I know that's going to happen. I'm so excited.
I feel bad for Stokely Hathaway. Because, yeah, we've seen him wrestle before, but he didn't do a wrestle. He kind of just got tossed around.
Do you think he's going to come out in like some regular gym shorts with like a sweatband and some regular like gym shoes? I would cry.
If he don't come out in the Michael Cole singlet, I don't want it. Ooh, with the headgear and everything. You better borrow it from Josh Alexander. If he don't come out like that, I don't want it.
Here? Oh, it's gonna be too big for his head. Oh my god. Tony Khan, if you're listening right now in this
moment, write that down.
Put that in the notebook, okay? Put that in the notebook and make sure that that's exactly what happens. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited. I love intergender matches. I love mixed tag team matches. I'm here for it. I hope that we get more of them, because in the early days of WWE, when they started doing this, I lived for it. When Trish teamed with Cena, literally, I am all about this. 10 out of 10. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. But honestly, the real stars are going to be Willow and Chris Statlander. Also, Chris Statlander's fit tonight. Can we talk about that?
Girl, Miss Mabel, she said, I got the hippies. Ooh.
The hippies.
She looked so good, honestly.
Phenomenal.
If my gut looked like her abs, I too would show them off.
Of course, if we looked like Chris Statlander, we'd be dressing like Chris Statlander does, period.
Bro, Stokely Hathaway is going to pass away, and I can't wait for Statlander's fit. I can't wait for Willow's fit. I can't wait for Ishii to slap the taste off of Stokely's chest from his mouth.
I thought you were going to say, I can't wait for Ishii's fit, which I can't either, but I'm...
I know it's going to be, Trunks. I know it's given.
They might match, though. They might match, so I'm excited.
Can you imagine if Willow gets him to like wear some kind of gear? I would live. I would live.
They're going to come out to her song.
Ishii got to do this. Yep. He got to.
He's got to do the clap right behind there. I'm dead.
with the dead face.
Mm-hmm.
With the dead face. I live. This is a combination. This is a meaty combination. Let's talk about the meat of this match alone. Stokely Hathaway is kind of like our beef jerky we have on the side, but he's still protein. He's protein. We love him.
A Slim Jim.
A boiled egg. He's still protein. He's part of the meat package. We love you, Stokely.
We do love Stokely. No, we're not hating on Stokely. We love him. Oh, man, I'm so excited. This is going to be so good.
Stokely going to get slapped in the back of his head again. Honestly, I would file suit. Mark Sterling is right there. It's time to file suit, Stokely. This is harassment.
Suits? Harassment? Goodbye.
This is harassment. Then we got my next favorite promo of the night. Bro, XMM. This promo had me in tears because Lexi Nair is backstage with Top Flight. And Top Flight, they're trying to cut a promo, but you could clearly tell they're looking at something. Like, what is happening? And then MXM, I swear to God, I'm going to get it tonight. MXM just literally. What's up, guys? Like, bro. They were like, sorry that we didn't beat your butts last week. And then they said something else, but all that I remember was, sorry we didn't make fun of your yee yee haircut. And yes, I pulled up that whole monologue from GTA. And yes, I want to read it to you guys.
Pull it up. Read it, please.
Maybe if you got rid of that old yee yee blank haircut, you get some blank on your blank. Oh, better yet, maybe Tanisha will call your dog Blank and maybe stop blanking with that brain surgeon or lawyer she blanking with. Blank. When he said yes, I died. Okay, look it up. It's a certified banger. It's an internet classic. This backstage promo was fantastic. Fantastic. I want XMM to wrestle. MXM. Why do you keep calling him XMM? What's happening here?
Yeah, MXM. Maxim.
Maxim.
Great.
MXM.
Yes.
I feel like I'm getting brain rot.
Honestly, I feel like when the camera's on them, it's like a pretty filter, right?
Yes.
On Instagram, like there's sparkles. It's like everything's shiny. And I'm here for it. I also love the fact that there is now a third member in like the Top Flight crew and it's a woman. 10 out of 10.
Who was that? I didn't get her name. Was that Tiffany Nieves or?
Oh my God. I'm literally, hold on.
Let's chat, if you know, go ahead and type it. Yeah, I know y'all like to correct people. Gets the correcting.
I'm literally thinking, was it Layla? Yes.
Layla Gray?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, honestly, she fits right in.
It worked. It definitely worked. I think it fits the vibe. The fact that she is like a a stewardess, a flight attendant. Like I'm here for it. 10 out of 10. It works. So I'm excited for these two to continue to have some matches. And I would hope, I know it's like Ring of Honor, but like put them on Dynamite.
Yeah, I would be here with that.
Yeah.
We also get Lio Rush coming out during this promo saying, you read this, and this man said, psh, girl, look at me. Read? That's not what he said, but that's what I interpreted. Tony Khan has a match with these for these guys next week. And again, they didn't walk out a shot. They just...
Okay, they just dipped. They literally just dipped.
I want them on every show all the time. Meet Normus. Thank you again for your generosity. Crest the talk, words good and smart brain. That's how I feel right now.
So kind. Thank you guys for all of these chats. Keep sending more. Keep participating. We love it. 10 out of 10. We're here for it tonight.
You guys have been amazing. We have another good match after this. Aaliyah James versus Hikaru Shida. I liked Hikaru Shida's gear, but by the time I wrote that note down, this match was over.
I did not like this match for that reason. No shade to the women, because they did what they could with their 30 seconds of time on air that they had. Man, like, come on. You literally could have given them a longer amount of time. If we could, we definitely could have cut some promos. After looking at everything that we got to see tonight, you definitely could have cut some promos. You could have cut a length. You could have cut a match, right? And we could have given the women more time. You could have made something shorter. I'm just like, it's always with the women. It's always, you could have, but nobody ever does it. So we are like in a cycle of like, we get one match, we get two matches, and then we go back to like one thing and then a promo. So it's just kind of unfortunate, because Shida is such a great wrestler. And if you were just going to have her go out there just to say, hey, Britt Baker, you know, I'm fighting you, then like, what was the purpose? I don't understand. So I wish that was longer. And that's my only hiccup of the night, because I feel like the rest of the show was great.
I agree. Really quickly, I forgot to read the super chat when we were talking about Stokely, because I brainworms again. Thank you to Rafael Garcia. He says, IDGAF. Okay. Look it up. Who cares about Swerve and Brian? Who cares about Mariah and Tony? Big Stoke is coming back to the ring. Buy that pay-per-view. IDGAF. Also, I miss Keith Lee. I miss Keith Lee too.
Not Rafael calling him Big Stoke after we literally just said Egg and Slim Jim.
Who Big Stoke?
We need a new theme. We need a new theme for that. I don't know who he needs to call. Maybe Mark Henry. We can bring back that theme, you know, when he comes out. I don't know
who said this in chat, but somebody had said he needs to come out to They're Not Like Us in Wembley. But not to lose. <'Cause> Who do you think is taking the pin that match?
That's insane. I hadn't even thought about that. Poor Stokely. He's gonna be there with his legs in the air, with his headgear.
Oh my god! Imagine he gets angle slam and all his limbs is in the air. Angle slam by Willow.
That's insane.
That's nasty work, Cresta.
You're gonna put him in an ankle lock. He's gonna be. Oh my god.
Oh, I get to make this joke a second time in a week. She gonna hit him with, I'm just the sexy Kurt. Sexy Kurt. I'll make your ankles hurt.
Wow. If you guys don't know which match was our favorite or what we're looking forward to, then you haven't been watching this whole stream. Because genuinely.
This was a really good collision. Let me say that we're tee-heeing and laughing because we had a great time watching this show. It was such an easy watch. And the things that we're critiquing, we're literally trying to find things to nitpick at. Yeah. But this was a good time. I had a great time.
Yeah, and that's how wrestling should be. You know, you get your good amount of entertainment. You are invested into the stories. And it was great wrestling tonight. So yes. I was able to not think about things, you know, not worry about whatever's happening in life. It was a great show.
I totally agree. I had a good time with this whole show. Changing up the speed, though, we do have a sit down with Jim Ross and Bryan Danielson. And this was so heartfelt. This is one of those things like they did for Swerve last week or on Wednesday, where you really get to see that this is a human. He's like, I'm wrapping up my career. And Jim Ross asked him the heart of the matter, like, bro, every time you've come close, kind of choked. So what's going on with that? He's like, I know what you're saying. My body's weak. I don't want to paraphrase. I would implore you to go ahead and watch this. It was a very heartfelt, very well shot. And I love Jim Ross here. Jim Ross and Dustin Rhodes tonight really did the narrator very well.
It's crazy. I think Danielson kept saying like, oh, you know, when you signed me 25 years ago, I was like, 25 years? Oh my God, I was 3 when you got signed, sir.
24, so you were 4.
Oh my God, genuinely insane. I was like, what is happening? How old is everyone in this room right now? Like, it's crazy to think about that he's literally given that much time to the ring, to fans, to people, and just something that he loves. So now to see that he is towards the end of his career, not to say that that's the end of him in wrestling, but as a wrestler, he's choosing to go out on his own terms. And we're just kind of seeing the final countdown. I know I'm going to cry, TBH.
I mean, part of me wants to be like, he put his career on the line. Surely he'll win at Wembley. Surely he'll win at Wembley. Right? Swerve is so good. I don't want him to lose either. This Jeff Jarrett calls a DQ. I don't know. Like
Jarrett. Oh, my God.
These guys are so good. I don't want Danielson to lose, but I don't want Swerve to lose. And what a good problem to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one that we have a lot these days. So, I guess that just means that all of our wrestlers are great. So 10 out of 10 for them.
Awesome. I agree with that. We do get a follow-up interview with Lexi Nair and Hikaru Shida. She lists off her accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And then she says she's the ace of the women's division. I was like, okay. Based off of what you said, you're like, because she calls out Mercedes Moné because she's like, I need some real competition. And you said, Mercedes, that Britt Baker wasn't the best. And you're right. She was the first, but she wasn't the best because I'm the best, the longest champion, the most champion. So put your TBS title on the line. I'm like, Hikaru, you're about to get cheated out your boots. You know this woman's a cheater, right? You know this woman's a cheater, right? I respect it. Yeah. I respect it. But also, I could see her calling herself the ace of the women's division in a good way, ruffling some people's feathers and causing her to have a whole bunch of other things outside of this. So I'm excited no matter where this goes. What did you think about this?
Yeah, no, I'm excited, hopefully, that we get to see this match for that championship. I would love it to be a no DQ match so Shida can have full access to that kendo stick. But then again, if that happens, and that means Camille can come, and it's just like, it's just such an open door of literally anything can happen. So I would rather, I guess, it just be a regular clean match, and we'll see what happens. But you know, Mercedes has those two belts. I honestly don't see them taking any one of them off of her in this amount of time. So that's just going to be that Shida has a great match, but she is not going to win.
I hate to agree, but I agree. Yeah. Mercedes is money, like CEO. I'll be doing a dance for free. Like it's going to be a really good match because Hikaru Shida is no slouch in the ring. But yeah. Again, even if Mercedes wrestled this straight, I still feel like she would cheat you. I don't know how. She's just going to cheat you, girl. She's going to cheat you. Girl.
You know, the ref can't look at everything all the time.
All it takes is for someone to throw a shoe. We've seen it.
We've seen it. It happens.
It happened. This is something that happens. Every wrestling company has a thing that happens. At AEW, a shoe that gets thrown. That's a thing that happens here.
Yeah. And sometimes you can't blame the refs, but in this case, for the main event, you could.
We are at the main event, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any more Humper Chats, Super Chats, get those in right now as we're heading down the home stretch.
Yes, send them in. Send them in. Do the like the little Mercedes dance.
Send them in. I don't want to get hit with gimmick infringement. Let me stop. Gimmick infringement, brother.
Be like, take them off air.
I gotta tell you, Christian Cage wore me out from the moment he came out in that turtleneck ref outfit.
Okay, can I tell you, I had so many emotions with him as the ref, because at one point I wrote down in my notes, I was like, okay, Christian, you're doing a great job. I am a fan of your referee work right now. And by the end of the match, I was like, never mind.
Never mind.
You done did it.
If you wrote it, I see you scribble it out.
Yep. Listen, never mind. Just crossing it out right then and there. What a mess.
Okay. This is the second one of the night.
Oh my God.
I'm not reading this, but you ate that. That's because he had the ankle boots on. Like, you're not serious, Christian. You are not serious. You know who else wasn't serious? Nigel McGuinness. Nigel McGuinness was like, he's making this the most important thing. Like when Britney made visible thongs the most important. I'm like, yo, Nigel, boo this, boo.
First of all, who is giving Nigel this information? That's what I was questioning. And I'm like, there's no way you just know that, Nigel. Who is feeding you these lines? But I actually believe he knows that. I think that's a fact that he knows. So very impressive.
Honestly, for as much clownery as in this match, I'm going to give y'all the facts and then we're going to draw our own conclusions from there. Yeah. For 90% of this match, 99% of this match, Christian Cage called it down the middle. And I could not believe that.
There right.
No, that's shenanigans.
That's why I'm telling you, I was like, oh my God, you're doing a great job, Christian. Like, he wasn't leaning a certain way. He was following the rules. He was getting out of the way, which I'm like, you could be a ref. Like,
for a moment, you had me in the first half. You had me in the second half. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I will also, I have to give all the respect and all the props to the Bang Bang Gang. Now, I've seen Juice Robinson wrestle in New Japan, so I know he give it up. That's why he's crazy. That being said, I am sometimes very critical of the Gunn Brothers, and tonight they... Keeping up with House of Black is no easy task for even... The only person I've ever seen keep up, and that was Andrade. And even Andrade was giving it up in the ring, bro.
Yeah.
The Guns kept up. I got to give a special shout out to Colton Gunn getting that ass open from Brody King. You're a man for that. You couldn't pay me.
And it's crazy. You know, we talk about this all the time, the journey that the Guns have had as a tag team, and that pairing that they have with Jay White and with Juice has just done wonders for them. Their promos have gotten absolutely better. Their wrestling improved. So the fact that they have so many people behind them now, and when they say, you know, you got two words for you, everyone yells Guns up, that just says so much. And they are just so good. I'm glad that people are finally starting to see it and starting to give them their flowers, because to be able to go 10 toes deep with the House of Black is no easy task, okay? And there was one moment where they threw Colton into the turnbuckles and he ate that. He literally ate the whole turnbuckle. I was like, oh, he's not going to get back up. But it was just, there's so many good moments that happened in this match tonight. So I was very impressed with the work that the Guns and Juice were doing. I mean, House of Black, respect. They always have my respect. But we know that they are always the favorites going into these matches. So Guns and Juice, you guys did that. You did that.
Like, I think there are certain wrestlers that when you go up against them, you're just like, this is when you become a man, Morty. And this is the night they became men. And honestly, too, I want to piggyback off of what you said. Congratulations on them for going 10 toes down with the House of Black. And also, finally getting away from Ass Boys, because Danhausen really, he really let y'all have it with the Ass Boys.
And you know what's crazy? That's only until Danhausen comes back, because the moment they have to fight Danhausen, it's over.
Right, the curse is renewed, Ass Boy. Yeah. I will also say too, I really appreciate how the Guns and the Acclaimed kind of went from "you guys are a joke" to "no, I'm not joking, bitch." Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not playing. I'm here to wrestle. We are just as good as BCC. We are just as good as Top Flight. We are just as good as House of Black. We're better than FTR. We're better than talk your talk. Talk your talk, absolutely. Guys, this match was phenomenal. There was a beautiful senton on Brody King's back from Juice Robinson. There was some nasty chops onto Brody King. And then it was a 3-10 to Yuma on Brody King in the final throws. At this point, everybody's down. So I'm like, who about to get up? Buddy Matthews stumbles up And Christian K says, I'm spearing you. Everyone's out at 10. That was a fast count, too. Old boy was like, 1, 2, 3. Like, bro, he was counting so fast. I'm like, this is where the shenanigans shenan. Because if you shenan once, you're going to shenan again. And that's exactly what happened. Because when Brody Buddy got up, Christian speared him, counted the double count out, and then the patriarchy came out and jumped people. Mama Wayne sprayed somebody in the face, and that was collision. What did you think of the ending?
So disappointed. But honestly, I played myself because I should have known. We know how Christian is. I was not surprised. What actually did surprise me is that nobody came out to help. I was like, Marco Stunt, where are you? It's been 2.5 weeks, sir. Where are you? What's happening? Kip? Like, what's happening? You were talking a lot of talk, sir. Did you get lost in the locker room? What's happening? Somebody come out here. And nobody did anything. So I was like, okay, so where does that leave? Well, what's happening next week? I know Malachi is going to be pissed, first of all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, honestly, at some point, let me just get this real quick with Meet Normus' super chat. Thank you so much for the generosity this evening, Meet Normus. You have been fantastic. Meet Normus says, so we get in a triple threat for the trios at Wembley. I'm conflicted between House of Black and the BCG. So the patriarchy is winning. Shout out to Mama Wayne.
I honestly wouldn't hate that. I think that's a pretty solid idea. And if it's not at Wembley, it could be at All Out. Just saying, we have 2 pay-per-views that we have to book. I don't think we're going to know anything about All Out till after Wembley. Yeah. So that's going to get booked in a week.
Tony Khan said, I got my coffee extra black. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of sick of Christian Cage in a good way, like in the heel way. I'm sick of him. When is that kill switch face turn?
I've been waiting for this. And again, this is when I bring up Marco Stunt, because I was like, okay, he was there 2 weeks ago. They had a segment backstage between the both of them. So I'm like, why would you do that if you're not planning on doing something? Mm-hmm. Unless we use a big pay-per-view moment to then do it then. But man, it was such the right time to do it when Christian was talking smack to Mama Wayne. And do you remember when like Luchasaurus stepped up and everybody was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it. And then nothing happened. I was very disappointed. But I don't know. I think there's still time for it. I would rather they do it sooner rather than later, though.
I agree. I think Wembley is a great spot to put it at. And nothing against Bullet Club Gold. And I might say a hot take here.
Oh.
So I think House of Black should win this and they should break up Bullet Club Gold. Listen, hear me out.
Okay.
I think the guns in the tag division is needed. I think the guns in the tag division would be fantastic. Juice and Jay White are phenomenal singles competitors. Jay White, from the moment he joined this, looked like he was ready to slap somebody. So I'm ready for him to turn. And Juice Robinson to be like, that's my friend. Sorry, guys. Like, that's what I'm ready for. Yeah. I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't mind it. And I don't think that Bullet Club Gold is undeserving. However, I love Malachi Black. I love Brody King. I love Buddy Matthews. I love House of Black, and I want them to win, and I'm biased. I'm just being honest. I'm biased.
No, I get you. I guess I'm just a little torn because, you know, AEW does have a trios division and they have a tag division. So the guns can basically do both, but I would like to see them just as a tag team by themselves. And I'm kind of waiting for them to team up with their dad again. I want that feel-good story. I think they would have an incredible run as a trios. But I don't think we're going to get that anytime soon. But I want to say that hopefully that's where we would be going, because I think that that would work. But man, the guns as tag team champs would slap, I think.
I think they could even do a trios with their dad. But in order for that to happen, something tragic's got to happen to them to go back to their father. You know what I mean? I mean,
you think Jay White turning on him? They need to get jumped by who?
Messing around with Christian Cage gonna make you realize you love your dad.
Oh, they're gonna backtrack. They're gonna be like, oh, maybe this was not a good idea.
You really want to set Dominic Mysterio straight? Have him mess with Christian Cage. He'll be back. We're going to hit this last super chat. We get this from Mr. Laurent Forrest says, Mercedes versus Sheeta needs to open Dynamite next week or close the show and get at least 15 minutes, which I agree. No more short Dynamite title defenses for Mercedes, please. While I agree, I forgot what promo and who said this. They were like, it's cool. This was back when she was in the Fed. She's like, it's cool. You can win it, but I know you can't defend it.
Oh, that's crazy. So, honestly, I have forgot about that.
I forgot who said that to her. They was real quick. Like, it's fine. You can win it, but I think it was Charlotte. Because that sounds par for the course.
No, but like, I totally forgot that anytime she had to defend that title, it was it. Like, her pay-per-view record was not good. So I think they're trying to change that with her run in AEW, but I would like to see her defend it, just period. Not even,
yes.
Just defend it. Just some matches, because, you know, the problem with Mercedes coming in that people had was that she immediately went for a championship title and she hadn't wrestled at all. Meanwhile, you had other people coming in, they're wrestling every week and then they got a title shot. So, I think that's where people were kind of iffy about it. But yeah, I mean, as long as she wrestles, that's what I want.
We have a super chat from Billy Sassian. I hope I said this right. Please correct me phonetically if you can, if I said it wrong. Do we see Jamie Hayter next week?
I don't know. So, you know, on Fightful Select, best $5 that you can spend.
Come on, Iridian.
Sean has talked about it, that, you know, I think Jamie was back, you know, behind the scenes in the locker rooms, because they had like some physicals that they had to do a while back and she was there. So I guess it's a possibility, but then where would she get involved is my question.
Wembley, not next week, but Wembley, like, no doubt.
In what match? Like, what's she coming back for? Is she coming for Tony? Is she coming with Mariah? Is she coming for Mercedes? Like, I mean, I don't know. She can go anywhere. It's Jamie Hayter. She's fantastic. So, or she can debut the Dynamite after that pay-per-view.
I mean, they will be in Cardiff. So there's that. I would only say that it would be during the Mercedes match. If Mercedes is actually, let's say for the sake of argument, Mercedes beats Hikaru Shida and she's the one who goes on to Wembley. Mercedes is going to have Camille with her. Someone's going to have to watch Britt Baker's back, assuming Hayter and Baker are still friends. If you're going to debut anyone, I would do it there. Because if I'm not mistaken, isn't Jamie Hayter from the UK as well? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe so, yeah. And so I think people are like, oh, she might come out at Wembley because she's from there. So it would absolutely make sense. And yeah, you know, I forgot about the team of Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter and Rebel. Reba, you
know? Not Rebel, not Reba. Where was that heel turn? That's the one we really needed.
What happened with that, you know? But man, yeah, I mean, anything is possible with that. So I want to say probably Wembley. It's one of these next pay-per-views, but I don't think that we go the rest of the year without seeing Jamie.
Yeah, provided she's healthy enough. Listen, I'm not the scoopster. Yeah. I'm not that girl. That's Sean Rossap. Sean Rossap is that guy, okay? Yeah.
So DM Sean, guys.
DM Sean, yeah. Go ahead, DM Sean. I'm sure he would love that. Don't do 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 that.
Don't say that we said it either.
And don't. Don't do that. Don't do that. We do have another super chat from District. Oh, Lord Jesus. Distrafel, I hope I said your name right. Please correct me if I didn't. I agree with Cresta. Jay White, fire emoji. H-O Black, too. Yes, I'm dyslexic tonight, y'all. It's a feature at this point. Honestly, I love House of Black. I am biased. I won't lie to you. I think that they are one of those teams in my heart that, like, this should be the face of a division. I don't understand why they're not.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, you know, they when they first formed, it was just something that we hadn't seen in AEW. So we're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And the fact that these men can all coexist in a group together, like, they just fit so well with each other. And I want to say they should be higher up. They should be the men in the trios division. And I don't want to say they're not, but it's just like, they're in the middle.
Yeah. They're not at the top because they're not the champions. And that doesn't mean that you're necessarily at the top, but I don't know. Something about it gives me a hardcore Ministry of Darkness, and I live.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till Julia's all healed up and she's back. Because she gave so much to that group, TBH.
And somebody needs to beat up Mama Wayne. Listen, this is going to be my last thing, and then we're going to get up out of here. Okay? There are certain things, I get it, wrestling, they always need that person to be your heater. But much like Rhea Ripley in the Judgment Day in the beginning, you can't keep meddling in men's affairs and not go through a table. Dixie Carter went through a table. You gonna go through a table too. And who's a good girl to come back and put you through a table? The house always wins, Julia Hart.
That's crazy because Julia will also put herself through a table.
Y'all both going through the table, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Julia Hart will look at you like, not.
She's going to be like, I'm taking you with me. Exactly.
We'll both die. You want to mace people? You want to spray people? You're coming to hell with me, sis.
She was the original one, okay? She's going to get misted. That's what's going to happen.
Because I said this about Julia Hart as well. Like, at some point, you can't keep meddling in people's affairs. And don't get me wrong, Mama Wayne. It's it. She looks good. The outfits are always together, but you can't mace people.
You can't come out here causing mayhem and expect nothing to happen to you. Honestly, she might get jumped backstage. By who? Julia when she comes back, probably.
Who inked Mama Wayne?
Someone said in the comments, Sky Blue. Sky Blue also, when she comes back, don't know how long she's going to be out because of her surgery. But man, it literally could be anybody. We got more women on the roster. Why can't it be Nyla Rose?
Can you imagine Serena Deeb pump kicking Mama Wayne? Because Serena Deeb is mad tall. At least to me on the TV, she looked mad tall.
I'm going to Google. I don't think she's tall. I'm going to see.
Okay.
We'll figure this out.
We'll figure this out off air. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Collision for August 10th, 2024. It's been a pleasure. What a good show overall. Iridian, what are your thoughts?
I think it was a fantastic show. I really enjoyed it. I think this is the first Collision in a long time that I've been so excited, so happy. I felt like a lot of emotions in this one. It was just a really great watch. So I would rate it 10 out of 10 for tonight for this show. What about you?
I agree. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10, 50 stars in the Tokyo Dome or whatever those things are. It's arbitrary.
Oh my God. Okay. Period.
I'm crest of stars. I'm giving out the stars. I literally make them. Like I'm making stars right now in my tummy. I'm so hungry.
That needs to be the tagline.
I'm crest of star. I give out the stars. I had a good time. Collision was such a fun watch tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you to go ahead and watch the whole show again, 50 times, every match. I don't care. Watch Collision and then come back and watch Fightful. Us here, the Colliders, the best $5 in the business at Fightful. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up. Me, Crust the Star, Words No Good. That's Iridian. We done. Goodbye. Hello. Yeah. Goodbye forever. Words Me Dumb. Bye, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.